Baseball's four-day break for the All-Star Game ends tonight with a full slate of games. The American League East leading Red Sox are hosting the Yankees, who start the second half of the season 6 games behind Boston. The Red Sox play 13 of their next 16 games at home, where they are 31-16 this season. In golf news, it's another sunny day along the Scottish coast. Zach Johnson heads into the second round of the British Open with a one-shot lead. He opened with a 5-under-66. The weather has been unseasonably warm and dry. It's expected to stay that way through the weekend. In the NBA, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and Jason Terry have been introduced as the newest members of the Brooklyn Nets. The trio was traded from Boston last week. Pierce spent his entire career with Boston and admitted not being a Celtic any longer was still sinking in, but he said he's looking forward to starting a legacy with the Nets. Today is the opening day at Saratoga Racetrack, and the heat wave continues. New York Racing Association officials are taking precautions, such as placing extra water hoses around the track. In other sports news, a Penn State trustee says the tentative settlements reached by the university so far with men who claim to have been sexually abused by former assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky total about $60 million. Finally, Britain's Chris Froome remains the man to beat, with 3 stages remaining in the 2013 Tour de France. Froome finished 7th in the 18th stage and upped his overall lead to 5 minutes 11 seconds. The winner of the 107-mile stage was Frenchman Christophe Riblon. The Tour de France ends Sunday in Paris. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.